Ako ni siya si Bono Lingkod ang tagsa ako. Ako man siya mong tindog. Ah, rikita mo tiintin mo Lingkod kung siya mong tindog. Ha? Ah, kaya papaka na ito. Kasa, may pag-uwintan ng Pilipino Grace mga mo. Okay, yung record ang ato ang session karon. Okay, Pastor. Now is the time. Okay, kaya tayo nito.
Andrew, na po sa akong Bible.
Kung naway mga Bible, mas mayong ato pong kanaw, no? Ang yung ginamusutan ninyo sa ato ang conference. Dili niya siya mo pinulis sa pulpito, kaya magdagdagan niya siya sa akin. Ang sistema ni kaya kung di man i-wireless ako, ah, sagdila na siya mo paano siya kung saan yung lihok lang.
Okay. Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's pray! Thank you, Father. You're so awesome. We love you, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for releasing the life of Jesus in our midst. Thank you for setting captives free. Thank you for releasing and revealing the real Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yung mga bata, no, may siguro na mo control sa mga bata para di masturo sa yung bisita ay talagang sarami. Undang nga sa, undang na lang siya resist time. Ako na ito din. Pwede mo sa microphone. Pwede na yung microphone wireless. Ahin na yun. Sige, pwede na rin. Okay, sa microphone.
Okay. All right. Ask how many understand English.
Yeah.
Ask how many understand English.
Sila diri ka kasabot sa sinultian na English. Ask ka mo, makasabot o in-English. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, ito ang makasabot o English.
Okay. Those of you that understand English, you're going to hear it two times. Oh, so get ready to receive. Receive the truth. This beautiful gospel about Jesus Christ. You young people, you are not too young. You are not too young to do the same things that Jesus did. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. What signs? Healing the sick. Cleansing the lepers. Raising dead people. Casting out demons. Setting captives free. Opening blind eyes. Opening deaf ears. Jesus said, these signs will follow. Who? The pastors? The church leaders? These signs will follow who? Those who believe. Believe. You just believe that Jesus is who he says he is. You believe. I remember once I was commanding a demon to come out of a lady. She was demon possessed. I said, I command you demons, get out in the name of Jesus. And she was like, and I said, demons, come out. I wasn't screaming. I was just like I'm talking. Demons, come out in the name of Jesus. And she went, whew. And you know what happened? The demons came out, and there were some chickens. They went in the chickens. And as soon as the demons came out of her, she went, oh! She said, I am free. And that very same second, the chickens go, The chickens were going crazy. The demons came out of her and went in the chickens. If you're born again, are you born again? Have you all placed faith in Jesus Christ? Has everybody here done that? Hallelujah. Then you've been given the name of Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and in earth has been given to Jesus. And if you are born again, you have been given His name, and when you speak His name, demons will go. When you speak His name, sickness comes out of bodies. Say, how does that happen? Only believe. It's not because you know a lot of scripture. It's good that you know scripture. It's good that you read the scriptures. It's good that you let Holy Spirit speak to you. But that's not a requirement. Jesus didn't say, when you know lots of scriptures. Jesus didn't say, if you don't miss any church services ever. If you don't, then you will be able to do what I do. No. He said, everything you see me do, you too can do. Only believe. That's the gospel. The gospel is all about Jesus Christ. All about what Jesus has done. What has He done? He's taken all sins upon Himself. He carried all of our sins. Why? So that you could be free to live for Him, to declare for Him, so you could be free without condemnation, without any guilt, without anybody saying to you, oh, you're too young, you can't open these blind eyes. You're not a pastor. You don't know all the scriptures. Oh, you have sin in your life. Now listen. What I'm going to try to do in the next moments is get some of the wrong teaching off of us. That's not gospel. So that we can be free to be who He wants you to be. To be who He created you to be. Disciples said to Jesus, Jesus, we want you doing all these miracles. How do we do this? How does this happen? And He keeps telling them, as you believe, it will be done unto you. If you believe, then demons will stop you, then demons will stop you. If you believe, the demons have power and authority over you, then you will not be able to do anything. But if you believe, Jesus completely defeated the devil, completely defeated every demon, he put them to shame, he took away their authority, and he gives it to you. If you believe that, then you will see. Through your hands, you will see. Right now, as we go around the world, we're seeing about 95% of the people we pray for right now, right in front of us. 95%, they get a miracle right now. Whatever they need. If they're blind, their eyes open. If they're deaf, their ears open. If they're crippled, they start walking. Whatever the problem is, we see 95% right while they're standing in front of us receive a miracle. How does that happen? Because we are special to God in eternity past. Say, I'm picking Susan. I'm picking Casey. I'm picking Tony to be special children. To do what Jesus did, so everybody else can see how good they are. No. No. We are no different than all of you. We see everything we see just because we believe. Not because I'm an apostle or I'm a prophet or I'm an evangelist. It does not have anything to do with it. It's do you believe? Do you believe? Do you know all of you young people? The moment you said, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I place faith in you. That you took away my sins. And you made me a new creation. The moment you place faith in Jesus. The Bible says that you have more authority. That moment, before you knew any scriptures, you just heard the truth and believe. The Bible says, that moment, you have more authority than all the demons. More authority than all those who are in the spiritual realm. The moment you became born again. But we're not taught that. We're taught, okay, you just received Jesus. That's wonderful. Come into the church. Now you sit. And we're going to disciple you. Don't you pray for anybody. You've got much to learn first. And we don't let them do anything. Because we're afraid they'll do something wrong. No. No. These signs will follow. Those who believe. Do you believe? Right now, today, all of you can leave the meeting. All of you can leave the meeting. Go find someone who is sick. Say, excuse me, I see you're sick. I have something that will help you. I brought it with me. What? What do you got? You got some pills? No. No. No, Jesus. If you let me put my hand on and let me pray, then you will be well. And if you pray, you can do it. You can do it. You put your hand on a sick person. What do you say? In the name of Jesus. It's not in my name. We're not praying in our name. I don't pray in the name of Tony. No. In the name of Jesus. I'm here representing Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sickness, go. And if you believe, the Spirit of God will move in power. He looks to Holy Spirit, looks for people who believe. That's all he's looking for. He's got resurrection life power. Enough power to remove any sickness. And if you're born again, he's living inside of you. He's just waiting to see faith in you. He's waiting to see, are you believing? Then when you pray, in the name of Jesus, sickness is going to come out of that person. When he sees faith, I'm free! Oh, I love when it comes time for demonstration. To bring someone to pray who's born again but has never seen a miracle through their hands, and most of the church would think they can't pray. So I bring children. I let the children pray for the blind people. We were in Tanzania. Africa. And I was, the children were all sitting over on one side like here. And the big people were all over here. The big people were all sitting on the side. And we said, it's time for prayer. And there was a man who was blind. And they brought him up. He couldn't see anything. I got one of the little curls. I said, come over here. Got her up on the chair so she could reach his eyes, because she was too small to reach his eyes. She got up on the chair, put her hands on his eyes, and I said, okay, you speak to the blind spirit and command it to go in the name of Jesus. I looked at her, I said, you are born again, right? Jesus is in you, right? She said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus is in me. Then pray. She prayed. A beautiful, simple little prayer. You blind spirit, get out of this man. You go away right now. And you don't come back anymore. And then she said, in Jesus' name. I said, take your hands off. I said to the man, look around. He starts looking around. I said, what's happening? I can see. I can see. And I said to him, sir, do you know who prayed for you? He said, no. I said, this little girl standing on the chair, she prayed for you. God is not a respecter of persons. God does not look at us more important than you. God does not look at us more powerful than you. We are sons and daughters of God. So are you if you are born again. Amen. The gospel is good news. Gospel means good news. There is no bad news in the gospel. The gospel does not say, oh, only certain people can do miracles. No. Only believe. Only believe. Jesus said to the disciples, he said, it's to your advantage that I go away. It's going to be better for you when I go away. And they thought, how could it be better, Jesus? You're here with us now. How can it be better for us if you go away? He said, because if I do not go, then I cannot send the Holy Spirit. But if I go, I will send him, and he will live in you, and he will do the same thing in you that he does in me, Jesus said. He will be your helper. He is the one with the power. The Holy Spirit has the power. And he's living in you. Every one of you that are born again. Do you know that there is not a baby Holy Spirit? There's not a junior Holy Spirit. There is one Holy Spirit. And young people, he lives in you. He lives in you. Today, we want you to know you can do the same things that Jesus did. It's true. That's the truth. Only believe. Only believe. Wow. When I was a young Christian, I started reading the Bible. And I'm reading in the Gospels. And when I read in John 14, that Jesus said, the works that I do, you too will do. And even greater works will you do. Because I go to my Father. When he goes to the Father, he's sending the Holy Spirit. And I'm reading that. And there's no power in my life. I've never seen a sick person healed. I've never cast a demon out of anybody. I'm a young Christian. Nobody ever taught me anything. They just kept telling me, you're a sinner. You need to get the sin out of your life. You need to get the sin out of your life. Do you know? When you become born again, you're no longer a sinner. You're now your new spirit. The real you on the inside is a spirit. Your old spirit was a sinner. That person is dead, crucified with Christ. And the real you, your spirit now, was born in heaven. The moment you said, Jesus, I place faith in you. I trust you to save me. That moment, your new spirit came in your body. Your head did not understand that. Because your mind needs to be renewed. That's what's happening here right now. Your minds are being renewed to the truth of who you really are, of what happened to you. So I told the church leaders, I'm reading the Gospels. When do I get to do this stuff? When do I get to pray for the sick and watch them get healed? When I don't see anybody doing it in this church. So when do I get to do it? You know what they said to me? Tony? Calm down. That doesn't happen anymore. That only happened in the beginning. To start the church. God doesn't do that anymore. I looked at them. And I knew because I was reading the scriptures. That's not true. It's not true. I said, thank you. And I left. When I left, I said this, Holy Spirit, you're alive in me. Holy Spirit, you have brought the life of Jesus inside of me. Holy Spirit, you have made me a brand new creation. Holy Spirit, I believe, I trust in you to live the life of Jesus through me. But the blind are going to see. The deaf are going to hear. And demons are going to come out of people. And I began praying for everyone I saw that was sick. Wherever I saw them, I would say, excuse me, can I pray for you? Excuse me, can I help you? What do you want to do? I would like to pray for you to get this sickness out of you. Now what if it's a Muslim? If I do that with a Muslim, they may say, you're not touching me. Don't you touch me. So what I've learned to do? Can I bless you? They say, okay, you can bless me, but you're not praying for me. Okay, let me bless you. I remember when we were in South America, we're walking down the street, and there's a Muslim man standing out in front of his meat market. And we went up to him, we said, hi, we're missionaries here. We'd like to pray for you. He says, no, you're not praying for me. Oh, can we bless you? He said, oh, well, you can bless me. So we put our hands on him. He said, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening his eyes. That's it. And we walked away. The next day, come on back down the street. And the man standing there, he's going, hey, hey, come here, hey, come here, come over here, hey, come over here. We went over there. He said, what? He said, last night, I had a dream. I've never in my whole life ever had a dream that I can remember. But after you blessed me, I had this dream. Ah, listen, every time you put your hand on someone, if you believe, the Spirit of God going into that person, healing, casting demons out. He just does that. If you believe. So we bless this guy. We put our hands on him. He says, I had this dream. Maybe you can tell me what the dream means. Oh, okay, try. What's the dream? He said, I'm standing there. And I hear Muhammad talking. I turn around. It's Muhammad. And Muhammad's got balls. He's juggling these balls. And I said, hey, Muhammad, can you bless me, Muhammad? And he's just standing there. Says, hey, Muhammad, can you bless me? Can you bless me? And he's just standing there. He says, hey, Muhammad, will you bless me? He said, then I heard a voice behind me. And the voice said, come to me. come to me and I will give you life. He said, I turned around and it was Jesus. He said, I knew it was Jesus. How did he know it was Jesus? Because the Spirit of God showed him that. He said, come to me. And I went to him. He put his arms around me. And I've never felt such love in all of my life. I felt this pure love flowing through me. And I cried and I cried. I said, you are the one true God. And he looked at us and he said, can you tell me what happened to me? He said, yeah. You just placed faith in Jesus Christ. And now you're our brother. And he started crying. The man got born again because we just blessed him. Jesus said in Mark 16, you will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. He said, you will lay hands on the sick. And this sign will follow those who believe. That's what he said. That's what he said. You want to see miracles? How many of you want to see miracles? Okay, you know where you're going to see most of the miracles? On the streets. Not in the church. On the streets. Why does God need to do a miracle? Because lost people do not understand healing. Healing is a process. The life begins to get released and continues to work until everything's healed. Lost people need a sign. They need something to happen quickly. If you will bring Holy Spirit to people on the streets, you'll begin to see many, many, many miracles. Many miracles. It's true. It's true. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone has placed faith in Jesus Christ, believes in who he is and what he's done for you, he is a new creation. What part of you is a new creation? We're made up of three parts. You are a spirit who has a soul, a mind, will, and emotions who lives in this body. Which part of you becomes a new creation? Who knows? Is it your body? When you got born again, did you go look in the mirror and you looked much younger? You look in the mirror and you lost 50 pounds? Huh? Did your body get born again? Okay, so it's not the body, right? You're getting a new body. You will get a new body. But right now, it's the same one. Right?
Tama ba?
Okay. So how about your soul? Your mind, your will, your emotions. What happened? Did that get born again? No. He still had bad thinking. Right? Correct? It's your spirit. Your spirit became a brand new creation. Literally born in heaven. And put in your body. Wow. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. That means your old spirit is gone. Dead. Finished. Not in your body anymore. Old things are gone. Passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When I first read that, I thought I wasn't saved. I thought I wasn't born again. Because I'm looking at myself, and I look the same. I'm looking at my thinking. And my thinking's still the same. I felt different on the inside. But I thought, I must not be saved. But when you understand, it's your spirit. It's your spirit that gets born again. Then you can understand. Holy Spirit's now living inside of your spirit. Your spirit man has been created holy. Your spirit is holy. Your spirit is righteous. Your spirit is anointed with the same anointing as Jesus. Your spirit, the real you on the inside, has the same anointing as Jesus. The same Holy Ghost as Jesus. Right now, there's no difference. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But your mind. Your mind, the Bible says, Romans chapter 12, that your mind now needs to be renewed. You need to start thinking differently. Thinking differently about who you really are. By you, you're being born again. Your spirit is righteous and holy and powerful. Right now. How many of you? You have always been taught this. That you can get a greater anointing. You can have someone pray for you, someone that's very anointed, pray for you, and you can get their anointing. Oh, have you ever had somebody say, I pray that you get a double anointing? Just like Elisha got a double anointing of the prophet Elijah. There is no double anointing. You don't get twice the Holy Spirit. Oh, when I was a young Christian, people would come to me and they say, come with me. We got to go to this meeting. There's a powerful man of God. He's going to lay hands on us. And we're going to get the anointing. Oh, we'll be able to do great things when we get the anointing. Come with me. So I went to the meeting. I went to another meeting. Another meeting. And they're all the same. This is what was happening. The guy would preach. And then he says, everyone get up front. Line up. You want more of the anointing? You want a greater anointing? Everybody says, yes, yes. I'm going to pray for you. So he's going down the line. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And he's pushing the people to the ground. In the name of Jesus. Greater anointing. More anointing. All the people are all boom, 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 going down the ground, and this guy's pushing them over. So I see him coming. He's coming. He's almost up to me. And I go, I was not going to let him push me over. He got to me, put his hand on my head. He said, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then he keeps on going. I'm the only one standing. I'm the only person standing. Everybody else is on the floor. So a whole new line of people come up. And they line up. And I'm still in the line. The guy comes down again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Boom, 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 boom. He gets to me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He keeps going. The second time. I'm the only one standing. No. I'm talking to Holy Spirit. And I'm saying, Holy Spirit, I want your anointing. I don't want this man's push. I want the anointing. Holy Spirit's not saying anything to me. The third time, I'm in the line with the third group of people. He gets down to me. Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And he looks at me and he says, what do you want? I said, I want your anointing. I want all of it. You're going to give it to me? He put his hand on me again. Pushing me again. Jesus' name. I said, I don't want your push. I want the power of God. Can you give it to me or not? Present in Jesus' name. I left there that day. I said, Holy Spirit, I do not understand this. What that man was doing was his power. You don't need to push people. If you want them on the ground, then they'll fall on the ground. A person does not need to push them over. I don't understand, Holy Spirit. Please explain this to me. I said, okay. Here it is. He said, sit down, open your Bible. 2 John chapter 2. I'm going to show you. Okay. 2 John chapter 2. 2 John. I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Look first at verse 20. 1 John 2:20. Says, but you have, that's past tense, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. You already have. What's he talking about? He's talking about at the time of salvation. Your spirit, the part of you that was saved, received the same anointing as Jesus. Look at verse 27. But the anointing which you have received, past tense, but the anointing is the Holy Spirit. The power of God is the Holy Spirit. But this Holy Spirit, who has all the power of God, you already have. You received it at the time you were saved. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. What does abide mean? It means remains in you. The anointing does not come and go. The Holy Spirit does not come and go. He abides in you. He remains in you. He's become one with your spirit. You have in you right now the same anointing that Jesus Christ walked on this earth in. Only believe. Only believe. If you have that much doubt, well, I don't know if I'm anointed enough. I don't know if I have enough power. Then you're not going to see anything. You have the same anointing. The anointing abides in you. It remains. When you got born again, he made you complete, the Bible says. He put in you everything you need for life, for godliness, for power, for ministry. Everything you need is in you. I know. When I lay my hands on someone, every time I put my hands on someone, the Spirit of God is moving into that person. Maybe setting them free, maybe healing them. I get calls all the time from people. They say, hey, when I saw you yesterday, something happened to me. I said, what? What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm laying hands on you right now. What do I know is happening? The presence and power of the Spirit of God is being released every time I touch someone. If you don't believe that, you're not going to see it. Because everything comes to you according to what you believe. If you don't believe, you won't see it. So the devil comes to lie to the church and says, oh, you're not going to see any power. You have sin in your life. There's not a single person here right now that doesn't have any sin in your life. Every one of you. And the devil wants you to think, because you still got a little bit of sin, God will never move in power. The devil is a liar. The gospel is not about us, it's about Jesus Christ. It's about what he has done for us. It's about how now he's living inside of us. And he will flow through us into people. If you will just believe. I've had people come on teams with us. And they tell me, I can't, when we pray for people tomorrow, I can't pray. I can't do that. I say, why not? Because I've got some sin in my life. God will never use me. I said, that's a lie. When we pray tomorrow, you stand right next to me. And you're going to see. Jesus has taken all your sin. You're not a sinner anymore. Don't you believe that lie? You see, as we see ourselves, as we think about ourselves, that's what we see happen. If you think you're nothing but a sinner, well, you're going to be sinning more. But you're not. Your spirit is now pure and holy and righteous and powerful. The Spirit of God. cannot live inside your spirit that is not holy. He made you holy in your spirit. That's who you are. So when I stand up here, I don't stand up here because my life is perfect, because my thought life is perfect. I stand up here because my spirit man is right with God. My spirit man is holy and powerful, and that's who I really am. And I know that when this spirit man puts his hands on you, life is going to flow. And whatever you need, you're going to get it. Hallelujah. This is the gospel. This is the good news. It's the good news. Yeah. Woo. This is what people need to hear. Set the captives free. More people in the church, they won't pray for nobody. So I tell this guy, we got the prayer line, here's all the people. What do you think he gets? He gets somebody who's blind and deaf. They can't hear and they can't see. And he says, I can't pray. God will never do nothing. He said, give me your hand. I said, now repeat this after me. Say, you blind spirit. It's not in my name, but it's in the name of Jesus Christ that you're going to get off this person and these eyes are going to open. You deaf spirit, it's not in my name. It's not in my power. Zechariah 4:6 says what? Not by our power, not by our might, but it's by the Spirit of God. Everything happens by the Spirit of God, not by us, not because I'm so good, not because I got all the sin out of my life. And he repeated that, and he said it. I said, now, stand back. That man's eyes open and his ears open. And the man who was on the team with us, he stood there and he started shaking. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I can't believe God did that through me. God did that through me. He opened blind eyes through me. He opened up deaf ears through me. He did it for me. He said, never again will I believe the lie. That ministry is about me. True ministry is about Jesus and what he has done. And us trusting the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. We're going to